greetings from Puri. I'll try to speak something. It may be really difficult, but I'm, because I'm on a bus, and I thought maybe I'd be at the place because we're supposed to speak 5:30, and I'd leave the Prikram party to give the class. But we're to going to a place called Alalanath, where Mahaprabhu used to go. We're having this wonderful Puri retreat. It's really difficult for me to give class, but I'll just keep on speaking and hope you get something. But we have an incredible retreat. We have our own retreat center in Puri. It's beautiful. It's got beautiful seminar halls. It's not expensive. It's got great facilities for serving and cooking the prasadam. And we have an incredible group. Yesterday, in honor of the passing away of John Cherini's father, some of you know him, we had a nice picture of his father, and we offered the Jagannath Prasad in honor of him, and Dr. Fakir Mohan is at our retreat. He's the foremost scholar of Gaudiya Vaishnavism practically in the world, and he said he's going to explain today how by offering the prasadam to the picture of the person in Puri, by the mercy of Jagannath Prasad, the person actually will eat and taste it in whatever destination he is and receive liberation. So I guess John will be pretty happy about that. Jaya Gwaita Maharaj is here, and he's also reading from his book called Vanity Karma. It's a Vedic commentary on Ecclesiastes. So it actually was very Krishna conscious because Koheles, the person who is speaking, he has the most pessimistic view of the material world. But they have no conception or no, they have no idea of any hope. I mean, a person can understand the soul. And Jai Gwaita Maharaj is reading from his commentary on what the understanding and depth of Bhagavad Gita can add to that story. Of course, that story is also not consistent with the rest of the Bible, which does give some hope. But it was really, really interesting. And I've been lecturing on Anchalila of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the first verse. And the audience is stellar. A lot of senior Vaishnavas and serious people. And yesterday I was speaking about the real key to the understanding of Anchalila, which is very, very deep and esoteric subjects. Of course, I always make the point that that an understanding, a deep understanding of God, Bhagavad Gita says, with a fraction, a drop of a fraction of his potency, he pervades the whole universe. I mean, just the concept of God and what it actually means, that there's always understanding that it's so valuable, you can never earn it by your endeavor. And if you have that consciousness that I can earn God by my endeavor, then you don't have the consciousness to attract God's mercy. Because that you enter into the realm of ahankara. And our practices are an expression, can only be an expression of our humility. Can only be an expression of our humility. Wow, this guy's blowing the horn. Hey, easy on the horn. It's an expression of It's an expression of humility, which attracts God's mercy. Bhakti means to take shelter of God and to take shelter of his devotee. Because the nature of a personal relationship with a person that is perfect is that taking shelter is an expression of love, which is reciprocated by mercy. So, anyway, the Antilila, one needs mercy. There's no doubt about it, to understand it. It's not just intellect or scholarship. It's bhakti sukriti. You can't just see that. That he came to the fight. This is Anadar Swari. Can anyone hear me?
Hare Krishna.
Hello, anyone there?
Yes, Hare Krishna.
We can hear you, Maharaj.
It's amazing. I mean, I'm in a crowded Indian bus, but somehow or other, it's so, the atmosphere of a sangha, of advanced Vaishnava, actually, in the seat, right in front of me, is Dr. Fakir Mohan. And he's going to come to speak today on Nam Tattva. So he's coming to Puri, Mahaprabhu. And he has this depth of realization. Not depth, but just the way spiritual life works. That God may be in a situation that we need to know. Then he may confirm that realization personally through a teacher. And then he may enable us to see that same thing in the world to confirm it. So this was actually the deepest realization he goes to sleep in a village called Satyabhamapur, which is about an hour and a half from Puri, has a dream that Satyabhama says, write a separate drama about me. Then when he gets into Puri and he meets Mahaprabhu, one day Mahaprabhu just tells him directly that Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. So he's writing a drama about Krishna, but he's writing in one book. And Satyabhama says two books. Because you have to have a clear distinction and understanding about God in Vrindavan and outside of Vrindavan. You have to have a deep understanding between the position of God and the personality of God. The personality of God manifests fully in an intimate setting. That's his existential reality. And that intimate setting is Vrindavan. So what happens, which is really interesting, when he's in Rath Yatra and he sees Lord chanting and dancing and chanting this verse, borrowed from a modern classic, with the sentiments he's trying to experience. That's in Radharani, who is with Krishna after 96 years of Kurukshetra, but not satisfied. She's in separation and union. That's what the Rath Yatra festival is. It's that mood of wanting Krishna, but wanting Krishna in a place where Krishna feels unrestricted, feels comfortable to reveal himself fully. So from this, Rupa Goswami understands the realization that Radharani herself doesn't experience his intimate mood. Anyway, because of the nature of this bus ride, it may be difficult to explain things in such a deep way. But one other point that really, really struck me in this story is Krishna consciousness means to understand the heart of God. Because if you don't understand the heart of someone, you can't serve them. And to understand the heart of someone, you have to understand their desires. And that's only revealed in love. And that's the essence of love. The more one can trust you with their heart, the more one you can trust with your heart, the deeper you can serve. Rupa Goswami is trusted fist of God's heart. And he